Hello,
Kevin.
My name is Kevin Young with Texas Parks and Wildlife, and we're here to talk about one of Texas's and Mexico's great heroes and one of Goliath's native sons, Ignacio Zaragoza. William, what is the story behind Zaragoza, and why is he so famous?
Well, General Zaragoza was born in Goliath, in what at that time was still part of Mexico. He was born on March the 24th in 1829. His father was a soldier. His name was Miguel Zaragoza. He was a soldier at Presidio, and he was a lieutenant. And his mother was Maria de Jesus Seguin, from the famous Seguin family. When Zaragoza was still a young man, his father received orders, and they moved to Matamoros. There he was enrolled in college, and later he was sent to Monterey to study for the priesthood. But being the son of a military man, Zaragoza had it instilled in him to be a military man himself. So he changed his studies to law, business, and commerce. But then at the age of 22, he decided his career was going to be a military man. So he joined the Mexican army. By the age of 20, he became a captain. And then by the age of 24, he had already become a general, simply because of the heroics and his courageous activities that he had in fighting. At that time, Mexico was fighting within his own self, and he was on the forces that were fighting against Santana.
Why is Zaragoza such a hero today?
Well, Zaragoza became very famous after those battles at Saltillo, and so then he was the president appointed him as a minister of war. But when he heard about the French wanting to invade Mexico, he left that position and joined the forces on the eastern part of Mexico, the eastern army of Mexico. Now, the French at that time had decided that they wanted to invade Mexico. So Zaragoza took over the command of the eastern Mexican army, and on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, 1862, when the French forces landed and invaded Mexico at Puebla, Zaragoza confronted them. And the French army was one of the most elite, well-trained, and well-equipped armies in the world. And there were at least 8,000 French troops that landed and were advancing at Puebla. And Zaragoza, with his small army of peasants, mostly armed with machetes, met them and defeated them on this day of Cinco de Mayo. So he became a national hero. So then President Benito Juarez called him to the capital, took him over there to Mexico City, gave him a great honor, and he also declared the Cinco de Mayo a national holiday.
What happened to Zaragoza after the battle?
Well, after the battle, Zaragoza, about 4 months later after his great victory, he became ill from typhoid fever, and he died at the early age of 33.
Is he buried in Mexico or in Goliath?
Well, at that time, they buried him in Mexico City. But then in 1962, they brought his body and buried it at Puebla, and that's where he's buried now, at Puebla, in Puebla, Mexico.
Well, I know a lot of people in Goliath formed and belong to a society called the Zaragoza Society. What exactly does the Zaragoza Society do?
The Zaragoza Society was started in Goliath in 1944, but there's a document that shows in 1886 there was a General Zaragoza Society formed in Los Olmos in Starr County, Texas. But now in 1944, this Zaragoza Society that was formed, it was to commemorate this great national hero that was born here in Goliath. which at that time was Mexico, but is also to commemorate and honor him and to show a role model for our younger people that we do have heroes and that to lead a moral life and fight against oppression. And he's also like a role like the compared to the American Revolution, men with fighting against great odds, fighting for freedom.
Now, I know in Goliad today you can go there and see a replication of his home, and I believe also there's a statue to him.
Yes, this statue was donated to the city of Goliad by the governor of Puebla and the commission from Mexico.
Well, of course, and that gave us Texans another good holiday to celebrate, the Cinco de Mayo.
Right, this holiday celebrated in Goliad and Texas and all the way to California and in many parts of the United States. We celebrate the victory, and we also celebrate the cause for which the battle was fought and why it was won.